This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
I want to discuss my marriage.
I'll bet not much makes a Hollywood executive in a pitch meeting want to say stop more than the word marriage. Movies are about the flirtation, the hot courtship, the comic mismatch, the embarrassing one-night stand, the one-night stand on the spaceship before time traveling into a wormhole. Not waking up next to somebody every day for the rest of your life.
You were making some noises in the night. Funny noises.
I always do, Lily. That is, you always say that I always do. How do I know?
You always do, but not this kind.
But there is a long and illustrious history of marriage movies, and it's chronicled in the new book, I Do and I Don't. The book's author is Janine Basinger, a professor at Wesleyan University and one of the country's leading film historians.
Also, I have impeccable credentials here. I am married 45 years, going on 46, and people are frequently asking me, how do you manage to do that? And I, of course, have no answer. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll find it. I'll go and I'll look at all these marriage movies and suddenly I'll become a marriage expert.
Would your 45-year marriage make, was there anything there that could be transformed and transmuted into a good movie?
Well, of course not, because it's a happy marriage, and therefore, you know, there's no story arc. But you see, a happy marriage has nothing of interest. It's day to day, week to week, month to month, occasional bickering, occasional conflict, but it settles into a routine that does not lend itself well to a two-hour movie, and that's the interesting aspect.
Is there a movie that depicts marriage so wonderfully or accurately or whateverly that you would tell a couple thinking about marriage or just married to go look at that one?
No. You know, one of the things that I discovered and which made me think about my own marriage and about marriage movies that I learned was they do respect the kind of idea that there's a secret to every marriage. There's a mystery to every marriage. But there are marriage movies that I think tell stories about marriage that really echo an honesty. And one that I like a lot is a 1936 movie called Dodsworth. It's
sure.
a brilliant movie, really, for many reasons.
I don't seem to be able to strike the congenial note. I do think you might meet me halfway. After all, as I look back, I don't blame myself. I can't, really. You know, you were a good deal at fault, too.
It really shows that people can live together in marriage for a couple of decades, never really communicate, and never really understand each other.
Another movie you write about that really doesn't end well and very much beyond the courtship is Blue Valentine, which came out a couple of years ago with Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. I want to play just a bit of that film.
Maybe we have to get out of this house. Let's go get drunk and make love. And do you want
the
Cupid's Cove, or do you want the future? Make a decision, baby, please.
What's interesting, what was interesting to me in doing all this research and looking at so many marriages over so many decades, and not just American movies, but also foreign ones, was how the problems that are in marriage are the problems that are in marriage.
Huh.
You can change them like having frank sex scenes or whatever, but fundamentally they're the same. They're the same issues about class differences, compatibility, competition, in-laws, money, adultery, addiction, and of course, my personal favorite, murder. One of the things that really captured my attention was how many marriage movies were about one mate trying to kill the other.
Uh-huh.
And if you think about it, you realize, well, sure. I mean, how many times do you say to your mate, listen, I'm going to kill you if you don't, you know, do this or if you don't do that or whatever. There's that anger and tension that's possible, and they turn it into a big issue and make it murder in a marriage story, which seemed to please audiences very much.
In the last 6 months or year, I can think of two big movies that got attention that were about marriage. This is 40. And then in a very different way, Michael Haneke's Amour. So what did you think of those two recent movie marriages?
I mean, Amour was a, for someone who's been married as many years as I have, who's moving into the older age, that was a tough movie to look at. But it's a beautiful story of a long-term commitment where they face, you know, the issues that couples face and have to make the tough decisions. I kind of wish you hadn't brought up This Is 40, because if I'm going to be honest with you, maybe I won't be. I loved it. No, I hated that movie. I absolutely hated that movie.
Why did we fight?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
And you get so mad at me.
Oh, my
gosh. I feel like you want to kill me.
I do want to kill you.
But it does have the same issues. They have in-law problems. They have money problems. They have sex problems. They have competition problems. They have, you know, it's the same set of things. I found it uncharming. It didn't work well for me. Let me ask you if you liked it.
Well, actually, I was going to come back to you and say I'm one of the apparently few people of any intelligence who didn't love Amour, because I find it didn't tell me anything I hadn't already kind of seen, experienced, gamed through in my mind about what people in this terrible situation would be like.
Absolutely. By the way, This Is 90 is what I dubbed it. I have to say that I was being very polite, because I do feel it was beautifully done, but you didn't actually hear me say I loved it. You're absolutely right. It did not bring us anything terribly new in that regard.
Well, something else we agree about is the TV show Friday Night Lights. You say that Coach Taylor and his wife Tammy may be the best depiction of marriage in cinema, film, TV, anywhere.
First of all, I loved Friday Night Lights. I thought it was fabulous in every possible way. The marriage was particularly outstanding.
Can I help you make the decision?
Sure. Go ahead and make the decision, hon. What's your decision? You make the call.
Start Saracen.
Start Saracen? I cannot start Matt Saracen.
Start Voodoo.
I don't want to start Voodoo.
Start me.
I would love to start you.
You know, television can give you an honest marriage more easily than a movie. A movie's got to create a story arc. It's got to make a roller coaster ride out of what is essentially a merry-go-round ride. There's a great scene in that where she's struggling to get the garbage cans out to the curb, and he drives up, and he's full of himself and talking about his troubles as a coach, and she's wrestling these darn garbage cans. And finally, she just says, well, that's right, don't help me. Then he feels terrible about it, and he starts trying to take the garbage cans. Now she won't let him. And then he's like, no, let me. And they start fighting over who's going to take the garbage cans out. You know, that's a marriage moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really is.
So as you were immersing and re-immersing in all these dozens, scores of marriage movies, did you watch them with your husband or alone?
Well, sometimes with him, he gets mighty tired of having to look at movies all the time. So he wanders in and out. Sometimes he sits down and watches them and gave an opinion. But, you know, here's the way you stay happily married. You don't make each other do each other's thing. If he wants to watch, I'm fine. If he doesn't want to watch, I'm fine. We let each other do the things that the other one is interested in.
Good advice. Wonderful wisdom. You've given me movies to watch. Janine Basinger, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.
Janine Basinger is the author of I Do and I Don't, A History of Marriage in the Movies, as well as many other books about film. So, what is your favorite marriage in the movies? Go to studio360.org and let us know which one and why. We'll feature some of your choices on next week's show.
So you want to be in love like the movies, with a twinkle in their eyes. They're just saying their lines, and so we can't be in love like the movies. Now in the movies, they make it look so perfect.